but you can't get in the groove. You need something, something bumping that'll get your body bumping with the flow. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I got your solution, and I think you ought to know. Pumping up can be as simple as turning on your radio. When you need that little something that's gonna get you good to go, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You're running it, woo! Man. It is time for you.
Woo! Uh-huh.
Time for you.
And you.
And you.
And you too.
And even that guy.
Because this is the day that was given for men to dance with other men. This is Friday. And this is the Friday Man Dance. All men, let's go.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Come on, let's dance, man. Come on, let's dance, man. Come on, let's dance, man.
Yeah.
Shimmy with it. Shimmy with it. Shimmy with it. Shimmy with it. Shimmy.
Shimmy? Did he say shimmy?
He said shimmy.
Yeah. Well, cut it right there.
Stop shimmy.
Said shimmy.
Shimmy?
He said shimmy with it.
Shimmy
with it.
I was saying Shimon with it.
No.
I was not saying
Shimmy. You said Shimmy with it.
I did not say Shimmy with it.
Shimmy with it.
I said Shimon with it.
No.
Shimon with it.
No. You. Anyway. That was an out and out, full fledged shimmy.
You know shimmy when you hear it.
I know it when I hear it, when I see it, and you were doing both.
And when it was called. Oh, man.
All right.
Shimmy,
I had a great night last night. Can I tell y'all something?
What
I
happened?
Had the player, Sybil, best room. First of all, being in New York the whole 3 days, great, great room. Last night I was at Laughaholics in Brooklyn, Ray DeJean's room. I've been in the business a long time. I have never, ever been charged for a ride from the airport. Ever in my entire life has a promoter charged me to pick me up from the airport.
Oh my God.
Not only did he charge me for the ride from the airport, he charged me for food. We paid to get in. We paid
you
for
paid,
parking.
Wait, you paid
the promoter picked you up.
He picked me up from the airport. So when we got paid last night, I look at my money. I'm like, it's a little light here. Oh, yeah. That trip from the airport, I had to get you for 40 for that. I'm like, $40 for a ride from the airport.
You paid to get to your own show to the promoter who gave you a ride to the...
And you paid to get into the show you did?
I paid to get in the show. I paid for my food. I paid for him to park his car so we could get back home.
Oh, my God.
And what's great room. Great room, one of the best rooms in New York. I'm here to tell you.
So was it worth $100 you spent?
It was worth it. It was worth it. It was worth
it. Oh, good. Well, they
everybody
loved you
in Brooklyn. They loved you guys. They were talking about where's Sybil, where's Huggy, where's Player. Everybody had a great time. It was great.
They loved you in Brooklyn last night. The Texans are saying that they loved you.
Yeah, well, we had fun. It was great.
But it came at a cost, apparently.
But my money was light, man.
Wow.
This promoter is the Spirit Airlines of comedy? Is that what you're saying? This promoter is the Spirit Airlines
Ray, man,
of comedy.
I love you. I just had to call you. He is the Spirit Airlines of comedy. Yeah, and I put the promoter, James Thomas, I didn't let him come in because I would have had to pay. So he had to stand outside.
Wow.
Had a great time, though. It was great.
It was something special. I've heard that, they did Janky Promoters, but now this.
Did they ever come out with that movie? Janky
yeah,
Promoters?
Yeah, it came out, yeah.
This should have been in there.
Never go back to that room again. But all the comics were, Brooklyn Mike was good, Kelly was good, everybody did a great job.
And they all paid to get in, huh? All the other comics?
Yes, they did. No, because they weren't inside. They were outside waiting, so I guess they didn't pay. Oh, I forgot the 2-drink minimum, and I didn't drink.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good night. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Had a good night.
The Slurpee at 7-Eleven is 50 years old, and to celebrate the brain freeze.
Whoa. That's the most amazing beverage in the world. It's still offering to this day.
Free Slurpee drinks today.
Sybil, you're a Slurpee person?
I'm so there. I'm a Coca-Cola Slurpee person.
Coca-Cola is like, I know I'm not supposed
I can't
to
take
have
that.
It.
I can't
you
take
can't
the brain
have it.
Freeze.
Play it.
The brain freeze. It gets me every time.
Slow yourself down.
Yeah. You gotta, see, and I'm sure you've heard that before. But don't go so fast, baby.
There's a lot there, sugar. Don't worry about it.
We got plenty of time.
What's the rest of it? It ain't going nowhere, baby.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe I have heard that before. Yeah.
Slow down, sugar. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to leave.
Really, really. I thought we had all day and all night,
well,
but
you
apparently
paid for
not.
This, yo. Don't worry. Pace yourself, sugar.
Oh, bless your heart.
All right. We haven't had any Crazy Cat Williams stories in, what, 2 weeks?
No.
Yeah, we about been, do. We're due.
We're due.
We definitely do.
We haven't had one this week.
At least something for this week, yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess this is the case where the ladies in Atlanta stopped him and for a picture.
Uh-huh.
And now we find out. Is this the same case, Sid?
This is the one in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And okay, so these ladies were coming out of a bachelorette party. And they were taking pictures with Cat Williams before a violent outburst. Well, one of the ladies said that he wasn't funny as Kevin Hart, and that set him off.
You don't say that to a short guy. You just don't say that to.
And it's wrong for it's wrong for Cat to do that, but it's also wrong for her to push his button.
Yeah. What?
Don't you think so, Sid?
Well, did she?
He's like a gremlin. You can't get him wet, man.
She knew Cat Williams was going to go off with it if she said, you're not as funny as Kevin Hart.
First of all, you said they were at a bachelorette party, so there was alcohol.
Yeah.
There was, you know, they were all hyped up. You know how people are.
Yeah.
And so she probably, and you know this, when we go out, the things that people will say, you're not as fat of a girl as I thought you were.
Yeah.
And, you get
God.
That? And Jay gets that a lot.
A lot.
So.
I know you like white women, but I'm going to take a picture with you anyway.
Yep.
But it's not pushing his button.
Well, if you're drunk and you hear it over and over again.
Okay, here's another one. This one's even more bizarre. An actress is accusing Cat Williams of organizing a beatdown on her that included sorcery.
You put a spell on me.
Jamila Majesty is her name. Says the brutal incident went down at Cat's house almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
She says he invited her over, and when she arrived, 5 other women were already there. In a lawsuit she filed against Cat, she says things went south quick when she made the mistake of using his bathroom. Sound like a scene out of the James Brown movie.
Yeah.
No one uses my bathroom, said Cat. Cat? he can't do it.
No,
he can't do
no.
it.
Oh, I know you're calling.
No one uses my bathroom, said Cat.
You call for it, you know how it goes. You can't.
She says she was beaten continuously for 3 hours. She lost consciousness several times, was bloody, and Cat burned her face with a Newport cigarette. That's Rick James.
Wow.
Man. This is a combination of crazy.
Yeah. Why is she just now coming forward in a lawsuit?
That's the question. Did she file a suit? Did she file a case in criminal court and nothing happened? And so now the civil lawsuit is coming to be? Or do we know that?
I don't know all that. I'll get back with you, Chief.
Okay. I need some answers. Hours. I need some more answers, Joyner, before we go forward in this discussion.
Okay,
before we take this to the grand jury.
Yeah. Well, if we can, Brian, we will go to the grand jury. But you know, we need some more information. So you fellas, get back out there.
Get back on the hit them streets.
Right? That's right. Serve and protect, gentlemen.